A domain registration is a gift that keeps on giving. For all the geeks in your life, do your shopping at GoDaddy.com. This podcast will give you a special code to get brilliant discounts at GoDaddy.com. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
This summer, when you buy Coke, you get music. You can win an iPod or free songs on iTunes.
And now, live from the Punky Bunker, it's Punky!
This is Punky.
Cooper.
Good evening.
Well, we're back to good evening again, aren't we?
Always.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And I was looking on iTunes, and we are still on the main page of comedy in iTunes.
Right.
Quite pleased about that.
Featured.
Well, we're not in the featured little bit that you see, but when you click on the first page, we're on the first page.
Got you.
So we're in there with all the big shows.
The big shows.
We're in there with the big boys.
We are the big one.
And you might notice something different in this week's show, later on. We're not going to talk about it this week, though. We're going to talk about it next week. But suffice to say, we don't know yet, but depending on how this show goes, it's all a bit weird. I can't really explain why, but
right.
You might hate us.
You're confusing
us.
Me.
You might hate us.
Oh! Yeah. Oh! Do you hear the penny drop then?
Yeah.
Did you see it behind my eyes?
Yeah, I could see. I could see the mist clearing. As Tony goes, oh, yeah.
Squee!
So I'm going to get started on the foot. This is the needles, by the way. We're a step closer to getting the new beds as well.
One step closer?
We're literally one step closer to getting the new beds as well. And that will become apparent during the show as well. Tell you about that.
The mist is coming back.
I'm messing with your mind.
You are.
This week's show, we have out of nowhere the Amphetamines, King Kurt, Illuminatus, Bacchus, and first up, Calusa.
Right.
Now, I went on their page. I think I can't remember who added who here. But I liked what I heard, and I said, "Will he send a CD?" And they did. Nice people. What I want to know is now the name is spelled C-A-L-U-S-A, Calusa, Calusa. What I want to know is what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Calusa Band.
No, Calusa Rocks. Yes.
Calusa Rocks.
Yeah. After the thrashing I took last week,
you did take a thrashing.
It's probably being the internet one, Tony Nil, and this is from an album called A Form of Love.
Kimblad.
And when I saw the title, I thought, oh, this is going to be good. This is going to be about lady places in a funny way. Because I thought it was called Vanina. But it's not. It's called Vanina. Girl's name. A little bit disappointing, but still a great song. Here it goes.
Vanina.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, Vanina. I met you on the net. Oh, Vanina, I'm gonna get you in. Oh, Vanina, you're only half my age. Oh, Vanina, I do they think you're strange. Vanina, can I come down to Uruguay, Vanina? What do you say, Vanina? Will you be in the next of me, Vanina? Mira, baby, I'm very lucky. Yeah, Vanina, Vanina. Is that how you pronounce your name? Vanina, Vanina. Love your flowing name. Vanina, Vanina, can I come down to Uruguay, Vanina? What do you say, Vanina? We can meet at the next cafe. Hey!
Vaninha.
Vaninha. Vaninha.
That is Kaluza. And do you know where they're from, Tone?
California.
Hailing from the Twin Cities, Minneapolis.
All right.
Simmering punk scene, Kaluza has been called Dinky Town's answer to the Buzzcocks by the Minneapolis Star Tribune. Their CD, A Form of Love, was described as a happy little treasure to stumble upon by Rift magazine. They've got 13 songs about love, heartbreak, and heartbreak. Not normally subjects we bother with.
No.
Bringing glam, rock and roll in all of its glamour. So punky, you just got to react.
Woo!
All right, we will.
All right.
Because you can realise, so punky, you just got to react.
Gah!
Well done. We have reacted. I hope you're happy now. MySpace, latest comments, Tone.
Yes, mate.
MySpace.com/punkyradio. Very good way to get in touch. Particularly, if, obviously, if you're on MySpace, leave us a comment. How many characters?
2,500.
Loads.
Loads.
Now, I've only got three this week because I'm doing a few Facebook comments as well.
Ooh.
So the three are... talking of Scampi, you remember a fortnight ago we were going on that Scampi was the chicken of the sea.
Nuggets
the chicken nugget of the sea.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got more about that as well.
Have you?
Yeah, I'll tell you something else about that, and we discovered that some other things were known as the sea. Something of the sea,
right,
as well.
Okay.
I can't remember what they are now, but Australians call lobster the something of the cockroach of the sea.
Cockroach?
Yeah.
I can see that.
They've got so little respect, those people. So anyway, talking of Scampi, I shared a dormitory, not me, I shared a dormitory with a girl at school who smelled just like Scampi fries. Funnily enough, I can't face the stuff now. Black Cat, thank you, Black Cat.
Thank you.
I wonder if any of it rubbed off on you. There's still a hole in my finger, dear Paulie, there's a hole in my finger, dear Paulie, a hole. Just thought I'd sing to you instead of writing to AXA to claim for my work injury. Come to think of it, I've got to get some money from somewhere. This is prohibiting me from feeding my scratch card addiction. That's from Podcast Alley.
Nice.
One with the hole in her finger. She's got a hole punch,
a hole punch. Yeah, yeah.
She's got a hole punch, that's what I like, that's what I like. She's got a hole punch, that's what I like, that's what I like. Okay, I forgot to give a date for my gig, 28th July, it's a Saturday. Please come, Ems.
Right.
That is when she was going about the gig that she's got.
London.
In London town. Bloody London.
That she wants to go to, but she also wants to pay to go to. That's the one,
yeah,
isn't
she
it?
Really wants us to come along and pay £6.
Right.
Yeah, but it's in the day, isn't it? It's half two till half seven or something.
Something like that.
And it's a load of bands that she's looking
got,
after.
She's got like a label-y thingy, promotion company.
Well done you. All the details are on a show a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, there you go.
Just go back in time. So that's the MySpace stuff. Do you want to do Podcast Alley now? Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yes. Okay, Podcast Alley. Some more votes, but please do vote for us.
Yes,
still,
thank you
so much.
We need
your votes. We always need your votes.
We're doing well this month. We're doing very well.
We are doing well.
We're just inside the top 20.
But you know
what? And we're top for us.
We always want to be better.
And we normally end up second. So please keep voting. We mean it.
So easiest way of doing it, go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen there's an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address. You can also enter subject and a comment if so wish, because we'll read out the best comments. Also,
and,
you can vote through MySpace. Go to myspace.com/punkyradio. There is a vote box on there. Just enter your email address, hit vote. What were we going to say?
I was going to say, or just go to podcastalley.com.
Of course,
and
type in
punky.
And search for us.
Yeah.
Any
because
of
we like to be searched.
That is true. Anyway, punk is great, and that's from Claes Blackman.
It is. They're
and
right.
She's right. Yeah, and that's it. Short and to the point.
Yeah. Feel free to leave a slightly longer comment if you.
Yeah. Woo! Punky is not only amazingly entertaining and chock full of great tunes, it also improves your vocabulary. That's from Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa.
She's right.
Of course, she's right. I think we have established the Punky Dictionary on a global scale. Swear Esperanto is catching on.
This is true.
Yeah. I wonder if they played any Cox of Beauty last week.
Maybe.
Or maybe that's just a wonder statement. We haven't got a word of the week this week. You should probably guess I should have saved wonder statement for this week.
We had two last week, yeah.
Yeah, if you have a word of the week, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Title your email, word of the week. We want and one you've made up or one that is local to your area.
And one that hasn't got swearing in it.
If it hasn't got swearing in it, it's a bonus, yeah. Although we did let Cox of Beauty go, I suppose. Cock is technically swearing.
Cock's a chicken.
All right, chicken's a Beauty.
There you go. Chicken nuggets.
Why am I so massive? You're taking the corners.
I'd sell my granny to hear this, and that's from Una.
Sorry?
I'd sell my granny to hear this. That's from Una.
Is she saying her grandma was worth headphones?
Yeah.
See, I've met her, she wasn't.
Milky Pants!
Milky Pants! Milky Pants!
Bots don't leave comments. I'm 100% legit, real
yes,
human.
You are.
Go, Punky, go, go, go.
Oh, yeah.
That's some Luke.
Mm-mm, make me feel good.
Milky Pants.
Milk.
Milky Pants.
Milky Pants.
Love your podcast.
So do I.
Have computer fixed now. And have lots of punky to catch up on. You guys are great to listen to. Keep it up, Anna.
Thank you, Anna. Now, that's quite a long comment for someone who's so busy. The rest of you take note.
Exactly.
Heed her wise words.
Don't forget, you can always visit old shows. We go back to about last April, I think. There's over a year's worth of shows
on. There's a year's worth of punky out there in Cyberland.
That's a lot of time to fill.
It's 50 hours. Plus 8 minutes on everyone.
Yeah.
Making another four.
Okay.
Approx.
Blimey.
So it's what? It's 54 hours, mate. 50 plus four. My maths is still right.
That's
there.
That's fantastic.
54 hours of us. Fuck.
Blimey.
Mind you, saying that, that's only 2.25 days. Oh, I'm getting good now.
You really are Rain Man.
I'm an excellent driver. What are you doing? Counting cards.
Counting cards. Excellent driver.
Is that Irish?
Of course he is.
That's your Shrek accent.
That's my Shrek accent.
Rain Man in Shrek. I used to have a Tic Tac.
Summer Madness, punky style. Gooper. June is upon us, and 'tis summertime once more.
Flaming June. Oh, sorry, is this a poem?
No.
All right, sorry.
So what better way to celebrate than to play punky on top volume in the back garden and annoy the neighbours?
Good idea.
Of course, I haven't got a back garden, so I'll have to rig up a speaker system in the backyard and open the door onto the alley. It'll certainly put the bejesus up the jigger rabbits. That's some I Graham in Liverpool. It's the Fog Life podcast.
Why didn't you read that out as a Scouser? Because quite frankly, you couldn't read it out
because
as a Tony.
I can't do any accent. Irish, Shrek.
What did you do the other day that wasn't bad? What did I say? That's all right, actually.
What, an accent?
Yeah, you did an accent the other day, didn't you? Oh, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I did. I can't remember what it was.
Steph's better accents than you are.
Good, she is. Everyone's better accents than me.
She's quite good at German.
Yeah, she's cracking.
Yeah. All right. What, she's a kraken?
Kraken.
Fuck!
What's a kraken?
What do you mean, what's a kraken?
What's a kraken?
Sea monster.
Oh, of course, yeah. Pirates of the Caribbean 2. It was in that as well.
See, that's the only reason you've even thought of it or know it is because it's in a recent film.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with mythology.
Nothing pierces my bubble. My bubble is like a shield of steel.
You are twatfink.
Twatfink.
Some of our younger listeners will be completely lost on that.
I've been compared to Ming the Merciless. I quite like being
compared to twatfink. And at the moment, you're looking a bit like Wolverine with those,
nice, isn't it?
Those mutton chops you've got going there.
My berserker move's coming on quite well as well.
Except that I don't think Wolverine really suits you. I don't think you've got the aggressive nature or the talons. I was thinking Poodleverine.
Poodleverine.
Hamsterine.
I am quite hamster-like.
Margarine.
Tangerine.
Last Tango in Paris-erine.
Oh, dear. Anyway, that's it for Podcast Alley.
Right. Very briefly, here's a few Facebook comments. Now, those of you that have got on the Facebook punky thing, well done for doing so. There's only 39 of you on it against 3,500 on the MySpace page, but you are leaving comments, and I do appreciate it. And everyone who is on Facebook or joins up or has me as a friend, I recommend go to the Punky group on Facebook, leave a comment, etc., etc., etc. It is here comes, but this is from JP, who's like, you can't get rid of J Bones, can you? I love South Africa, always have done. A truly great podcast. Thanks for everything. Milky Pants!
Milky Pants!
JP, Tommy, who, as discussed last week, is
your dad.
My real dad.
Yeah.
Had this to say. Paul smells. I don't think my dad's very mature.
No.
No. Although, he would know best.
He is 14.
Oh, look, there's going to be a show on my birthday next week. That's this week. And everything. Thanks for the CDs. Alan. Still spelling Alan wrong. A-L-A-N, learn to spell your own name. P.S. How do I get stuff, Paul? That's because she bought a CD and asked me to sign it, and I did sign it. And what I sign on things is, as discussed, get stuffed.
Right.
Paul, get stuffed just means fuck off. Obviously, I don't mean it like that. Alan, you're a lovely, 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 lovely girl. Mm-hmm. But it's just, did I explain why you do get stuffed?
No.
Right. Get stuffed, right. Now, I once saw a postcard when I was, about 17, I suppose, that this bloke had sent to his friends. He addressed it to Mr. Daktari and Angela.
Why?
Right. And all these posts were sending it was get stuffed. And when I saw the bloke, Tim, that sent it, I said, why did you send that thing that just said get stuffed? And he said, oh, well, look, this is my theory, right? He said, when you're on holiday, you send something, you put in the postcard, standard procedure is wish you were here. That means glad you're not here.
Yeah.
It means weather's good. That means the weather's shit where you are. Food's great. Means food's great. Food's shit where you are. Having a great time means you're having a shit time. He said, you might as well just save a lot of words and just write get stuffed.
Right.
And ever since then, all I write on postcards, 20 years of postcards, and all I do is write Get Stuffed. The only time people got more than Get Stuffed on a postcard was when I had a day at Skegness, and I just got my student loan through, and I didn't know what to do with it other than spend it as quickly as I could. Found a tramp, gave him a list of addresses, 20 quid, and said, can you write a load of postcards to these people, please?
Did you?
And he did. And they all got having a lovely time, weather really good, all this made up shit. Fucking tramp at Skegness, what a legend. Right, next track.
Yeah.
Next track, which I don't believe I've loaded up yet. Oh, yes, I have. Well done, me. Right, I'll get the right page. Paul Christ on a bike. Right, now, Out of Nowhere.
Out of Nowhere?
Out of Nowhere. Now, I stumbled upon Out of Nowhere's MySpace page, and one of the tracks on their player was a track called New Romantics.
Nice.
And I really liked it.
Okay.
So I got in touch with them and said, listen, we don't play MP3s. I know it's a bit cheeky, but can you send us a CD? They went, of course. So even though it's track one, and you know me, I don't like it when people get a CD and just play track one.
Mm.
I am going to play track one this time because it's the one that I liked in the first place.
Yeah.
But we will be playing other tracks off this CD in coming weeks. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Out of Nowhere's website?
Outofnowhere.com.
Outofnowhere.uk.com.
Yes. UK.com.
Paulie V and the internet to Tony Neil. Is it going to be a whitewash? I don't know. This is New Romantics. New Romantics gone?
They're all back managers now.
Well, one's not, because one's making incredible new guitars.
Is he? Oh, God. Look, it's all pretty and lights up.
Nick Rhodes and his incredible guitar that made it onto fucking national news.
Channel 4 News.
Channel 4 News. I tell you, I don't know. I think maybe BBC, ITV and Sky get all the good news and then Channel 4 have to have what's left, I think.
Yeah.
Because it's like this amazing man who's put a telly in a guitar and he hadn't.
No.
Because it was too heavy.
Yeah.
He should have got a flat screen.
Oh, it's horrible.
It was rubbish. And because they'd taken all the shit out of the guitar, it sounded rubbish.
It sounded rubbish. And they got they spent like 10, 15 minutes on it.
Oh, it was just a non-story.
And they had one guy standing there playing the guitar who knew how to play one thing, which was Voodoo Child.
And he knew how to play it badly.
Play it really, he was rubbish.
Play it badly. I reckon he was
this
one.
This is my moment.
I think he was one of the production assistants. And they said, can anyone play guitar? Because I bet they didn't have the budget. I bet Nick Rhodes cost so much that they
probably,
couldn't they
yeah.
couldn't afford anyone else in. So they just said to one of the cameramen, can you play guitar? He goes, oh, I know one song.
Luckily, it wasn't Smoke on the Water.
He said, can you play this one? This guitar? He said, no, it's shit. It looks like a 70s disco.
There's someone who puked on.
That's horrible. It was rubbish. It was a Technicolor yawn of an abortion of an interview.
Oh, I think they sold it on auction or something.
Yeah.
Then who fuck bought it?
Pound.
Quid, yeah. I want to get him that for it.
One stripper tipper.
I'd get him a pound.
Swesperanto.
Break it.
One stripper tipper.
Nice.
Stick some pound coins in a tights, that'd be a love. If I do ever end up in a strip club, right. I am going to just take a load of pound coins. Just bung them the top of the stockings.
We'll all do it, and we'll see how slow they go off the stage.
I can't decide whether to just do one on every girl who comes out, or just get like 30 or 40 of them and just bung them down one girl's tights. Thanks, love. Haven't got any notes. Bang. Ching, ching, ching. She was limping. What's going on here? Tony, have you got a twat?
I do.
Of sorts.
Kind of have a twat. But if you do have a twat to nominate, don't forget, you must email me. Email me, tony@punkyradio.com.
Sorry, I've got a bit of a cough this week.
With the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason for the nomination.
Very good idea. And we like getting them.
All twats are considered, and we do enjoy reading them.
I think when we don't reply to some of you, you think that we don't like hearing from you.
Right.
But the only reason we don't reply is because we don't have time.
No. I generally
do. We do reply whenever we can, don't we?
Yeah, I always usually at least say thank you or something. But I do forget.
I just say get stuffed.
Horses get stuffed. Mm. I sometimes say thank you.
No, if you'd like a personalised get stuffed, just send an email, paulieb@punkyway.com, saying, will you please tell me to get stuffed?
And we will.
Yeah.
Or buy a CD of us and we'll write that on it as well.
Good idea.
Hopefully Alan and Chantel's enjoying the CDs.
The best way to get a response out of us, obviously, is to send us money.
Yes. Always works.
$20 bills, Canadian or that rubbish other one from south of the border. That insignificant country that sits between the mighty Canada and the wonderful Mexico. What's it called again?
USA.
Is it USA?
Something like that.
USA? USA. I think it's pronounced USA. USA. That's right. He looks at England and goes, USA. No, it's yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
It's actually yes, sir. It looks over the Atlantic at us and goes, yes, sir. Yes, just do our bidding. And then blow up some of our tanks when we're not looking, would you?
Oh, dear. Yeah, but at least it's friendly fire.
Yeah, it's only friendly, isn't it?
It's friendly, isn't it?
They just send great big flower bombs.
Flower bombs?
Yeah, flower bombs.
Oh,
that would be great. That's what we should do in Iraq. If we wanted to sort it out, we should have just water bombed it. It's a fucking desert. It would have gone all gloopy. I said, stop, we've gone all gloopy. See, I can solve the problems of the world on this show.
The Bugsy Malone approach to war.
Yes.
Custard pies.
Custard pie, Iran. Custard pie, North Korea. They won't know what's hitting. We'll say, sorry, lads, you shouldn't have known about custard before.
Exactly.
Sorry, Tony.
It's all right. This week's Is a Twat came through on Podcast Alley.
That's twatish to start with.
You must email me. Tony@punkyradio.com. We're not forced to, trawl through Podcast Alley and stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Because we've got all little things in compartments, because you're very sensible and I'm vaguely autistic.
Yes. Vaguely.
I'm autistic.
Yes.
I'm vague.
Vainly autistic.
Just think, if I was called Lee, it'd be brilliant.
Autistically?
No, I'd be vaguely.
Oh, right.
If I was called Lee autistic, it'd be brilliant. I'd be vaguely autistic. Doesn't matter. Get on with it.
Okay. Right. Okay, let me read this out. You guys are fucking amazing.
We are. You're right.
Good way to start it.
Yeah, true.
I have a twat of the week for you.
Have you?
Hmm. One
a
day,
twat of the week. They haven't even got the fucking title.
I know.
Grr.
I don't know the way it's going.
Grr.
One day I was walking down the street with my buddies, and we were talking about one of our buddies who we called Devin, who was also walking with us. My other buddy says, Devin, I would fuck your mum. And then 5 out of 6 of us all are, yeah, I would too. Devin turns around and says, ditto. And that is why Devin should be your twat of the week. Kyle Daniel, all the way from Ingersoll, Ontario, Canada.
Ontario.
Sorry. P.S. I live in a town full of emos and about 3 or 4 punks.
Well, kick them.
Yeah. And there's another P.S. I fucking hate emos and they don't even deserve.
Saturday night, kick an emo bastard.
And that's written by Cosmos Tom.
Who cares what emo you keep? Yeah, right. Well, it's from MySpace Tom.
Well, Cosmos Tom.
Cosmos Tom.
MySpace Tom is too busy counting his money.
Well, the thing is, right, we've had a think about this, haven't we?
Yeah.
Let's do two. Let's do one for his mate first, yeah.
Right, so Kyle Daniel from Ingersoll, Ontario, Canada,
is a twat.
And for not emailing Movie Your Twats, Cosmo Tom is a twat.
No, you didn't say from
where he's
from.
I don't know where he's from.
Well, presumably the same fucking place. He's walking down the street together.
Cosmo's Tom from Ingersoll, Ontario,
is a twat. Also.
Yeah. Next song. Email me, tony@punkyradio.com.
Yeah. Hey,
all
Tony.
All twats gratefully received. Yes.
The Amphetamines.
The Amphetamines. I almost saw them.
Do you know what Amphetamine?
I know what you mean.
Do you know what Amphetamine? Now, we played something off their latest album last time. Yeah. You nearly saw them.
Nearly.
But they didn't get on in time and you had to go away because you're a half pint wet and a big yellow twat.
Yep.
Yeah, no, that isn't why. But
that's
anyway,
why,
you
no.
didn't get
sent. They didn't want it early.
You played something off their latest album. Now I'm going to play something off, because they very kindly sent us two CDs. Mm. And I'm going to play something off. Well, I don't know if this is their first album, but it's certainly the one before. It came out in 2005. It's called Right Line in Nylons, this album. And I had a listen through it before I came up here. Do you know what? It's really good.
Is it?
And this is why this is going to go some way to sorting out our beds. A couple of instrumentals on it. And I'm going to be asking them for more, because they're kind of planet smashers, are and I like them.
Yeah.
So we're going to have an Amphetamines bed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So our Amphetamine.
Thanks to Steph for.
Thanks to Steph, actually, for introducing us. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who'd have thought that we'd have only end up being mates with some Scottish people because of a German? It's like Bertie Vokes all over again.
It's like we're uniting fans and bands across the land.
It is a bit, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a bit. Anyway, I went through this album, and track 5 for me is a doozy. It's called Prince Albert. Do you know what Prince Albert is, Tone?
Isn't it like a piercing?
It is like a piercing. Where is it like a piercing?
Penis.
It's like a piercing, like a three, like a cock.
Cock.
It's a cock ring.
Yeah.
Do you know why it's called a Prince Albert?
No.
Hey, History with Paulie B should be a new feature. History with Paulie B. It's a mystery how he knows, but it's History with Paulie B. Prince Albert, obviously...
had a cock ring?
Husband of Queen Victoria.
Yep.
And cared a lot about his appearance.
Okay.
Right, and the fashion of the time was for gentlemen to wear tight trousers, right. Tight breeches. Uh-huh. And Prince Albert didn't like the fact that he hung to the left. He dressed.
He dressed to the left.
He dressed a gauche.
not a dwat.
No. Oh, look at you with your language.
Where did that come from?
Christ, Tone.
I knew this GCSE would pay off.
He dressed a gauche. It is like the European Union in your house. He dressed a gauche, right, and he didn't like it. And he asked a tailor how he could get a pair of trousers and that so it wouldn't, you wouldn't tell he was dressing a gauche. And the tailor said, look, there's no, you can't do it. Hmm. The only thing you can do is hang a weight on the end of your bell end.
Right.
To hold it down, you know, like a plumb bob and line. So, basically, he said, right, all right then. And he went to some backstreet piercer, no doubt.
Right.
He probably had a tat on his arm at the same time saying, I love Vicky, or something.
Yeah.
Me and Vicky forever together. Or something, right?
Together forever.
Yeah, me and Vicky together forever. Probably called a Sticky Vicky. Right?
Right.
Sticky Vicky und me, because he was German.
Yeah.
Sticky Vicky und mich. Not Mick, mich.
Mich means
Sticky
with.
Vicky und mich. No, mich, me.
All right.
Mick. Sticky Vicky und mich forever together. IDST. Right? And while he was there, he got his cock done, great big heavy silver ring for it.
Right.
Or whatever form of metal it was, to hold it straight. And that's what happens. Anyway, there you go.
Blimey.
I'm not sure about the tattoo.
It's a little bit of a harsh, this thing, isn't it?
Not sure about the tattoo. But the other bit is true. If you would like more information about how to dress neither a gauche or a droit, why not email tony@punkyradio.com. I'm sure he'd love to hear from you and your cock stories. The Amphetamines are from Scotland, of course. We like them very much. This is Right Line in Ireland. This is track 5. It's called Prince Albert. What? Well, no, it's Tony. What is the Amphetamines MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheAmphetamines.
No, you've done it again. Isn't it? MySpace.com/Meanies Music. Got you with it again, man.
Oh, yeah.
Twice. I thought that would be one back. It's Paulie B in the Internet 3, Tony Nil. Loser.
He's broken every limb, tears every lap of skin. He's a rebel, and that's a rebel. Harrington, Spanks, dark, luminous skin, head rebel. Yes, he's a rebel, but he's rebelling against rebels, cause there's never been a rebel called Barry. Up and down by his road, on his chopper, pick and bold. He's a rebel, and that's a rebel. But the coppers like to stop by celebrating, cut their best, but not to rebels. Yes, he's
two or three young ladies and a G on BT. He's a rebel, an utter rebel. But the boyfriends are no friends of double penetrating utter rebels. Yes, he's a rebel, but he's a very good rebel because there's never been a rebel. A very good rebel because there's never been a rebel. Colbert, 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 Colbert.
Hi, whilst Paulie B's distracted, I'm going to tell you about an opportunity for our UK listeners to win some free stuff from Coca-Cola, who are running a massive music promotion. If you buy promotional packs of Coke, Diet Coke or Coke Zero, you'll get a code, which you can use at music.coca-cola.uk. After entering the code, you will then be asked to register your details, and by registering, you'll be entered into two draws. The first will be drawn within 1 minute, and you can win a free song to download from iTunes. The other draw is drawn hourly, and you have the chance to win an 8GB video iPod. You can enter the competition every time you get a new code, and you'll also get a chance to win free tickets to this summer's V Festival. Coca-Cola are also having a special promotional weekend called the Zero Weekender, which takes place on the 22nd and 23rd of June. You are guaranteed to win a free iTunes download and more chances to win free iPods and V Festival tickets. If you'd like to check out the lineup for the V Festival, you can check online or you can see the full lineup on Wikipedia. I'll post the link on punkyradio.btpodshow.com. We're going to be talking about this more over the coming weeks, but don't forget, this is only really for our UK listeners. We really want your comments and thoughts on the promotion, so please leave us a comment on either our MySpace or BT Podshow page. Alternatively, you can email me at tony@punkyradio.com or paul@paulieb@punkyradio.com. Right, I'd better go before Paul notices.
Blimey, what happened there?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, well.
You've been making money on the side again.
Well, no.
Anyway, Tony, have you had a chance to visit our friends at GoDaddy.com yet?
No.
Well, essentially, they're a web services provider. So when you go on there, you will quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, SSL certificates, which are...
SLs.
And increased site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions, and easy podcasting.
Easy.
So all you would-be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves after all. Everything is laid out really simply on the site, and if you type in the order code PUNKY1 into the space provider, you can get an additional 10% off. It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there is now a PUNKY2 code, which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over £25. It's a no-brainer. And why is it, Tony?
Because of that exchange rate, baby!
So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs. And I do say, we have had feedback about this.
Yes.
And
testimonials.
The one drawback on it is that there's a lot of pages to go through.
Right.
The only thing, and I'm going to get in touch with GoDaddy and say, I know you're a massive organisation, it's just little old me, but I've got the ego the size of a planet, I'll count. Do you think you can maybe make it a few less pages? Our listeners really like the service, think it's an excellent deal, are really pleased with it, but there is a bit of rigmarole to go through.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
And that's what I will be saying to them. Sometime over the next 2 weeks, if I get any feedback, I'll obviously read it out on air.
Obviously. Nice.
It was getting over my parking ticket was a thing
yes.
you can think of. I will talk about that in a little while.
Well remembered.
Should we play the next one?
Yeah.
Tony, is there anything else that we need to talk about right now? Or that you can talk about, obviously, while I change the record?
Sure. I don't know what, really, because we can't sell t-shirts anymore. It's gone. It's deceased.
Tony, slow down, take a breath, speak.
That's how
I got over my stutter.
Okay.
And I learnt the alphabet backwards.
Did you?
Vaguely autistic.
I can't do it forwards.
Tony, can you say the alphabet backwards?
No.
ZYXWVUTSRQPRNMLKJIHGFEDCBA.
Now that's just showing off.
Of course it is. Of course it is. And have I talked about the Welsh alphabet? Did I say last week?
I think we were talking about this off air last night.
Was it off air last night? It was off air last night. Yeah. Never trust a nation that hasn't got 26 letters in its alphabet.
Yeah.
It's true across the world. You look at any nation that hasn't got 26 letters in its alphabet, you can't trust them. Some have more, like China, 98 million.
Yeah.
Alphabet spaghetti's a fucking big tin in China, right? Right. But the Welsh, I think they've only got 23 letters, right? Now, this does vaguely concern me, particularly when you discover that the ones they've got missing, I believe, are X, J and Q. Right. They might only have 22, or they might have got an extra one to make up with the fact they haven't got a K either. But if you haven't got a K, you can't have wank.
Right.
If you haven't got a J, you can't have jizz.
Right.
If you haven't got an X, you can't have sex.
That's, blimey.
That's why they're in the valleys of Flossy. And if you haven't got a Q, well, the whole of society will fall apart. Everyone in England knows you have to Q.
It's the way.
And the Poles haven't got the requisite number of letters, but they have got three Zs.
Now that's just marvellous.
All I'm saying, both nations, very easily conquerable. Here's the next one. Kurt. Oh, I love that. I love that. Works for me on so many levels. First of all, it's King Kurt, the first ever band I ever went to see.
Right, okay.
Secondly...
You're so happy.
The track, I believe, was... I'm just going to check out who the track was written by. The track was written by Dick Crippin, who was, of course, in Tempole Tudor.
Right, okay.
Who were on last weekend...
At the Mill.
Ed Tempole at the Mill. Thirdly, one member of the band, one of the original members of the band, was called Thwack.
Right.
Thwack, of course, who was the guitar inspiration, producer, and second guitar player and general helper out are in The Duel.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Oh, it works on so many levels. Kinker, a fantastic live band, a great recording band. That track is from their second album called Big Cock, which nice. Was banned from Smiths.
Was it?
Yes, because it just had, it was a pink cover and in big letters it just said Big Cock. And on the back there was a picture of a giant cockerel and the band all tiny next to it. So what they had to do, they had to withdraw it and then bring it back out again with the sleeves the other way round and right. Then it just said King Kurt along the top and the cockerel and the band and on the back it just said Big. Very upsetting, really.
Oh.
But it was great because they did a poster campaign featuring, as we were discussing last week, A3.
Oh, yeah,
because
yeah.
it was in NME and Melody Maker. They did a whole A3 page. Took out the record company invested in it, right? Whole A3 page. Just said, King Kurt's big cock is out. It was great. Their first album, Walla Walla, in my opinion, is a Psychobilly Sgt. Pepper.
Right.
Which, of course, celebrated its 40th anniversary last week.
By the Stereophonics recording one of the songs.
And every single smart-ass but ill-informed newsreader and pundit in this country opened their shows with, it was 40 years ago today, Sgt. Pepper taught his band to play. But they were forgetting that on the original release, and indeed the masterpiece title track of undisputedly the greatest album of all time, regardless of whether you personally prefer the White Album, an OK Computer can fuck off, it's not on the list.
Oh, that's horrible.
Right? On that track, yeah. Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, at the start of the song it says, first line, Tony?
Dunno.
It was 20 years ago today, Sgt. Pepper told the band to play. If it was 20 years ago today, 40 years ago, it was 60 years ago today that Sgt. Pepper told the band to play. Not fucking 40! I need more. Not fucking 40! 60! Get it right, you useless arseholes!
You're a stickler for the finer points, aren't you? The details.
Well, how fucking dare they not even have the basic sense to know one of the most famous songs of all time and how the first line goes and not be able to add 20 plus 40. Brings me on rather neatly to Facebook.
Okay.
This is the Dead 60s. I'm sorry to get so angry during the Dead 60s. They don't normally bring out anger in me. They normally bring out happiness. Tony, were you born with happiness?
Yes.
Very good.
It's like I'm four again.
Facebook. Now, I've been going on about it. I've been having a lot of fun with Facebook, the antidote to MySpace, right?
Mm-hmm.
One of the brilliant features on it is how you met people.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
when they add you. Right, so what I've done, because some of you aren't really getting the idea, and those of you that do, that are trying to join in, are automatically going for the lowest common denominator, smutty little thing. There's no need for that on Facebook, right? Facebook equals surreal in my head.
Yeah.
And where it says, when it says someone adds you, it says, how do you know this person gives you a load of things, as discussed last week. Anyway, I particularly look like the you met randomly section.
It gives you the scope, doesn't it?
That's just carte blanche to send me off into a myriad world of fun and nonsense. Let's see how I met Elizabeth Baylius, shall we?
Okay.
We met randomly in 1999. I was in the same laboratory when she discovered the magical formula for turning mud into gold. I'd only just successfully mastered the reverse of the process and turned a perfectly good bracelet into wet soil. Curses! We travelled to an Aztec temple to learn ancient magic together. She paid more attention than I did in winter 1998. Works on so many levels. I wonder how I know Christopher Chapman.
Okay.
I'm in Christopher's extended family. We met randomly. Christopher, or Uncle Chris, as I know him, used to regularly visit my mother, (Roanne), close brackets, when my dad, (Tommy), close brackets, was away, working on the oil rigs. She said he was her personal trainer. I wasn't allowed into the bedroom when Uncle Chris was in there with her, but judging by the noises they were making, I'd say that he really did give her a good workout. Thanks, Uncle Chris. But how do I know Richard Deakin, a.k.a. Skid?
All right.
You met randomly. I used to be Richard's cack-handed ankle, but I got a better offer on a film called My Left Foot. He never forgave me, but ha, he'll never catch me. But Tony,
yes.
How do I know Gary Dring?
Don't know.
We met randomly.
All right, yeah.
I took a photograph of a tree. Gary was walking behind it. When the photo was developed, Gary came to life in the picture, jumped out and now follows me around. I wish he'd make like that tree and leave. Not really. He'd only end up making trunk calls. Gary added something. Gary had the idea. Edited by Gary. I've since branched out into other areas.
Hey.
Liking you, Gary. Last for this week, but I'm going to do this from time to time, because obviously I'll keep doing it right. But Tony,
yes.
For the last time this week, how do I know Charlie Frame?
I don't know.
A.K.A. Posh Tiger, a suitably surreal man in his own right.
Right.
We travelled to mystical Polynesia in summer 1991. We took scuba diving in spring 1991. We met randomly. Charlie ran a pub in the Old Kent Road. I was doing a bit of work for the latest geezers to run the manor and called in for the protection money. We chatted over a pineapple and soda, and the next thing we knew, we were Pacific bound on a search for that rarest of marine creatures, the saltwater talking turbot.
That is quite random.
Have fun on Facebook, that's all I'm saying.
Nice.
Well, Tone.
Yes.
How come when I stop talking, everybody stops talking?
I don't know.
I'm not fucking Bagpuss.
Why,
you've been doing loads.
Him?
You've had loads of... Because when Bagpuss went to sleep, all of his friends went to sleep.
Of course,
the
yeah.
mice on the mouse organ.
We will fix it.
There's one. No, that's when he wake up.
Ah. Yeah. What did they fix?
Professor Yaffle was just a carved wooden bookend in the shape of a woodpecker. I'm actually quite good at this voice. Right. I don't mind saying so myself. Here comes my... And Professor Yaffle was a carved wooden bookend in the shape of a woodpecker. Gabriel and Madeline were just dolls.
Who did that voice originally?
Was it Oliver Postgate?
Who the hell is that?
I don't know, but he might be a Facebook friend of mine. I'll find out. This has opened up a whole new world of bagpussery for me. Did you see, because they didn't make many bagpusses.
No.
So, those of you that don't know what I'm on about, Bagpuss was a large... Was a Bagpuss was a large, floppy, cloth cat. Baggy, and a bit loose at the seams. But Emily loved him.
It's transported me back.
Oh,
I'm
loving this!
I'm now five.
I didn't think I had anything to talk about in this bit.
And then suddenly we found Bagpuss.
Bagpuss is even better than Finger Bobs. Don't get me started on Noggin' the Nog. Right? But the thing is, there weren't many episodes, so you kind of learn them.
Yeah.
And there's two that stick out. One was the marvellous mechanical chocolate biscuit machine. Right? Which is this huge contraption that whirred and clicked like a mousetrap set, but only had one biscuit.
Right.
He hadn't actually learned how to make biscuits at all, and Professor Yaffle found them out. And had a right go at those mice, let me tell you. The mice on the mouse organ. And the other one I remember was when they'd have a little cartoon story within, because it was all puppets.
Yeah.
But they'd have a little cartoon story within it. And my favourite one was the turtle soup one, when there was the wise old man who lived on the little island, and everyone laughed at him. And there was a bridge from the island to the mainland. And all the people on the mainland used to hunt for turtles to make turtle soup out of. But the wise man thought the turtles were his friends, and the turtles weren't very happy about that. And the wise man said to them, he went over to the mainland, and he said, right, and when he got across, he set fire at the bridge. Right, the bridge, his only route back to the island. He's very old, he can't swim, and there's turtle-infested waters, look out.
Okay. Right?
He can't get back. He can't get back to the island. And he says to the villagers that hunt for the turtles, he said, look, I'm not happy about you hunting these turtles, right? I'll tell you what. And they said, well, we like turtle soup. We're having the turtles. Yum, yum, tasty turtles, right? There weren't any Teenage Mutant Ninjas to save them in those days.
Right.
No. No Michelangelo, as my Auntie Hazel called him.
Michelangelo.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
This story's taking longer than I expected, right? He said to the villagers on the shore, this is a wonderful tale, a parable, a fable, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
An old Chinese in the shape of a woodpecker, right? <It's>, My pecker's got wood. Right, yeah, I get wood for cartoons. Right, only to keep the telly fire going. Right, he says to the villagers, right, I'll tell you what, if I can get back to that island, if I can walk back to that island, will you stop eating turtles? And they went, no, you crazy old wise old man. I think they called him a silly old man at the time.
Right.
Oh, in Chinese, hi, silly old man. Fans and bands across the land. Right? They said, don't be a silly old man. All right then, fair enough, mate. If you think you can walk on water, we'll stop eating turtles.
Mm.
So the wise old man sets out into the water. The turtles are his friends. And the turtles came up just under the surface. So it's making a turtle bridge under the water that the villagers couldn't see. And the wise old man walked across the turtles back to his island. The turtles fucked off. No one noticed a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the villagers had to stop eating the turtles in the shape of a woodpecker.
So he cheated.
Yeah.
Dirty bastard.
No, wise.
Wise. Fair enough.
I have a
he
feeling...
He didn't get caught. Is that the difference between being wise and being a cheat?
I have a feeling if whoever it was, and I believe it was Oliver Postgate, had right. not, had called the story the cheating old man. Fucker. I don't think kids would have... No, it's all right. I know why. There's a video on this.
Okay.
I brought a video in. Oh, have we got a video?
Oh, marvellous.
Anyway, Tony, this is Illuminatus.
Okay.
It's from their 2007 sampler for promotional use only.
Ooh.
Aren't we the lucky ones? Yeah. And we're playing track two. In fact, Tony... Oh, no, I was going to... Right. We're playing track two.
Yeah.
Right. It's called Captive State. Starting now. What I want to know is, Tony... What is Illuminatus's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Illuminatus.
Sorry, mate. MySpace.com/Illuminatus UK. And just while we're here, very quickly, what was King Kurt's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ I'll call it right.
It is! You've got one. It's Paulie B 4, Tony 1, and this is all, you know what it is. Captive State.
Measure words on a faithless gear. Compassion, here is blood and soul, but the publicity was sweet as the faithful gathered round the screens to weep for one nameless kid, a title make the faceless rich.
Was Illuminatus, Tony. How do you feel about medium pace metal in a gothic styling?
Good.
It's all right, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's all right. It's quite an interesting and varied show this week, I like to think, as will become apparent by the last band, and I have saved, maybe not the best, it's not fair to say the best, but I have saved the most interesting for me.
Right.
Until last this week.
Wow, and I thought it would be King Kurt.
Well, do you know what?
What?
King Kurt was a little bit last minute because we had some stuff sent through, right. And then I wasn't happy with it.
Okay.
So I didn't play it, and I thought, I need something inspirational track four. Who else could I turn to? Mm-hmm. But the bequiffed masters of the 80s, still here now.
Yeah,
still psychobilly classicness in all its glory. Anyway, and I'm sorry that we kind of brushed over their MySpace address, but I'm amazed you knew it. Well done, you. Have you learned it?
We've featured it a few times, haven't we?
MySpace.com/alcoholicrat. Do you know why it's not MySpace.com/KingKurt?
Why is that?
Some little fucker in America called Kurt had already called himself King Kurt. Some 15-year-old who doesn't even visit his own profile.
MySpace bastards, grr, again.
Grr.
Facebook's better.
Not
quite as useful.
BT Podcher, man. That's what you need to talk about. When I said, what should we talk about? You should have talked about BT Podcher. Talk about BT Podcher.
BT Pod Show. You can create yourself a free profile on BT Pod Show because we are now a signed show.
Oh, yeah.
And you can be our friends, you can dig us. Get a free profile. Go to btpodshow.com and please add a review of our show if you can and comment our page. We are Punky also at btpodshow.com because we've got two, haven't we? We've got a producer profile,
which
we don't quite understand or use.
We're not really getting it.
But punkyradio.btpodshow.com.
A number of people have signed up to our BT Pod Show site. For example, Amberance, who I still owe the flakes to.
Yeah.
I will give you those flakes at some point, Amberance, I promise you. I will hand-deliver them to Chicago.
Chocolate Ninja.
I am a chocolate ninja.
You are a chocolate ninja.
I'll fly in through the window. Well, I won't actually fly in, but no, I'll be like Milk Tray.
Yeah.
I'll be like Flaky Boy.
Flaky Boy.
And all because the lady loves box flakes.
Flaky Boy.
Flaky Boy.
Singing detective. That's completely wrong.
Hey, have you been working on your comedy? I thought you'd probably turn it around to something fictional. Because obviously... the
Singing detective's not fictional.
Milk Tray was... What are you talking about?
He was in hospital. He was ill.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, of course. He was an entirely authentic character.
Yeah.
Wasn't dreamt up by Dennis Potter or anything.
No.
No.
Not about.
It was a documentary.
Yes. The fact that it was serialised every week's neither here nor there.
Neither here nor there.
And the guy's now Dumbledore.
Who'd have thunk it?
Who'd
that's
thunk
one
it,
of
eh?
Your lines. Oh, you're rubbing off on me. Sir, stop rubbing off on me. With your flaky skin, you singing twat. Planet smashes.
Nice.
So, it's Vomit on Wednesday.
Yes.
We're going.
Southend.
Yeah, if you're hearing it on Thursday, it was Vomit yesterday.
It was nice.
It was brilliant.
Cheap drinks.
Might be taking hand, boy, and always looking.
Always looking.
I'm thinking of getting a family room for the four of us.
Nice.
Well, I might as well keep the money down.
That's true.
Southend in June. We'll make a day of it, mate.
Oh, yeah, could, couldn't we?
I'll take you someplace you've never been before.
Don't take me there.
I'll take you there.
Southend,
Wednesday night, punk rock and everything else. If you're around, the Royal, I think it is.
Yeah.
Southend.
Excellent.
I'll take you down the pier, mate.
Okay.
It'll be great. Always Looking has never been to Southend.
I haven't.
And you've never been to Southend either.
No.
Whereas me and Hamboy, Southend veterans,
Southend.
Right? We know all about shrimpers. And I've actually done gigs at Westcliff-on-Sea, which is kind of sort of part of Southend,
nice.
At the Cliffs Pavilion.
Ooh.
In fact, I stood in for Lee Evans one night there.
Did you?
Yeah. The audience were not very fucking happy about it. Took me a while to win them over.
All right, okay.
A bit dubious, yeah. My mate Terry is from there. Terry Alderson. Very, very fine comic.
What's their MySpace?
Vomit. MySpace.com/vomit.
Is it?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, no one's nicked that one then.
They were on our top friends, but I don't think they are now. But I might. Oh, they might still be. I'll try and get them back on.
I'll sort it out.
But anyway, we're looking forward to going. And anyone in Southend or in the Southend area, you know, sort of East Essex, right? Try and make it down there and say hello.
Yeah.
Walk up and shake us warmly by the hand.
Buy
a good, strong handshake. Not a fancy biker handshake or something alternative. A good, strong, conventional handshake. Let's see if you'll get the job or not. That's what I'm saying.
Excellent.
So my parking ticket.
Yes.
A few weeks ago, as discussed,
yeah.
I was in a car park in Itchen, the Port Mill Lane car park, and the wonderful S-Reg Mondeo, ladies.
Oh, yeah.
S-Reg Mondeo.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. As I call it, the Passion Wagon.
The Passion Wagon?
I fucking reckon.
The Passion Wagon.
No one in their right mind goes within a 50-yard radius of it, to be quite honest with you. But anyway, I'm happy in it. I love it. Parked it up. When I get a ticket for it, saw the traffic warden by the machine.
Yeah.
Got the ticket, went, hey, won't get me this week. Sort of jokingly.
Waved it in the face.
Waved it in the face.
Yeah.
Right, went and put the ticket on the dash, went out, came back. And within 8 minutes of me putting that ticket in the dashboard, the traffic warden had given me a ticket.
Mm.
Now, I can now exclusively reveal on Punky that as I'd opened the door, the wind was blowing and the ticket had blown over. I didn't know.
Oh, right.
But the traffic warden actually couldn't see a valid ticket, even though it was on the dashboard. I'll let that go, right?
Okay.
Still furious, because I thought, I bought a ticket. She'd seen me buy a ticket. She'd seen me go back to that car.
Yeah.
That's the thing. The bitch was watching me.
Wah! Wah! Wah!
Right, the bitch was watching me, right?
Right.
So she saw me, saw what car I went to, and still put a ticket on anyway, right?
Yeah.
I was well fucked off. Thing was, something I can also exclusively reveal,
right.
I bought a two-hour ticket,
right.
And because of the slowness of my barber, didn't, yeah. This was, I bought the ticket at 3 o'clock, at 3.08 the ticket went on.
Yeah.
5.08 I had to be out of the car park. I returned to the car at 6.15, thinking, oh no, I've got a ticket on the car because I'm in the car park after the expiry date of said ticket.
Mm.
And only when I saw that it was because I hadn't displayed a ticket, I thought, I bought a ticket. And then saw the ticket was face down and saw the ticket, I thought, right, I'm going to get angry now about nothing.
You kept that to yourself?
Of course I did. Sent them a letter explaining the situation minus the late return to the car. Because that was the only thing I did wrong, it was the wind. I can't be responsible for the wind.
No.
And the traffic warden saw me go back to the car and saw me put a ticket in it.
Mm.
What do you think I'd done? Magicked a bit of paper out of the machine that wasn't valid? No, sir, I'd bought a fucking ticket, right? I was all right in that respect.
Yeah, yeah.
And there were extenuating circumstances as to why I was late back to the car, so that wasn't my fault either. And if I had been fined, I would have passed the fine on to my barber.
Nice.
I'm in the clear. My conscience is clear.
Okay.
Right.
Send clearly.
A letter explaining that I hadn't done anything wrong, right?
Yep.
Got a letter back from NHDC, North Arts District Council.
Ooh.
Saying, you'll be dear Mr. Edwards, you'll be pleased to hear, we have decided to take this action no further and accept your explanation as to why you weren't showing a valid ticket, etc, etc. However, please be aware that should this ever happen again, we may not treat your application so favourably.
Ooh.
I'm telling you, Tony, give them a uniform, they think they're Hitler.
So, that's a bit out of order, isn't it?
Well, that they couldn't just go, yeah, all right, mate.
Fair enough.
They felt they had to explain. So now, every time I park in the Portmore Lane car park in Hitchin,
yeah.
I'm going to have to be very careful and put my ticket in exactly the right place. Because that warden's going to be watching out for me, because she'll be the laughing stock of the office. Right. Ha 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 ha! Call yourself a Nazi and you can't even get away with giving someone a ticket who's validly displayed their ticket in a roundabout way.
Kind of.
And written some baloney excuse as to why they can't. And ah, you're needled out of £60. £30 payable within 28 days.
It was a £60 fine? Blimey.
Yeah. I mean, I only got that when I was doing 104 in a bit of area.
Last time I got caught speeding, it was £40.
And
that was past the hospital.
That's
how irresponsible was that?
That's how long ago it was, Tony. I think they should have traffic warden and police snipers outside hospitals. For when people like you are bombing past.
Take out his ties.
Well,
go for the head.
Well, let's face it, you're in the right place.
Yeah, exactly, that's true.
Car crashes into the side of an ambulance or something, and you're straight into A&E. Or as they call it in America, ER. Which is obviously what used to be on the Royal Mail, Royal ER Mail, but they had to stop that because that's where all the posters get in their legs. It was the Royal Mail.
Quite nice.
Not very convincing. Now it's called something else. Mm. All right, should we play the last one?
Shall we?
Wait, do you know, I didn't think I'd have anything to say in that bit. I was going to go on more about Tony Blair's retirement, but maybe we'll save that for next week.
Well, we've got a few weeks yet, haven't we? Is it 1 week? The 27th, he was highest.
It's the 20-something. Oh, yeah, we've got a couple of weeks yet, mate.
Yeah.
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 All right. Tony's not going to get it in the neck, but we are going to have a laugh.
Yeah.
Because we've been having a laugh about Tony Blair's retirement anyway.
Yeah.
Outside, last night, when you were having a drink and Steph was having a roll-up.
Yep.
And I was having a very funny time in smoking form. Make my legs go.
Did she have one of your roll-ups this year?
No, she didn't have one of my roll-ups. No. Oh, no, she didn't have a roll-up.
She's got some... Yeah. Polish Marlboros.
The best kind.
Yes.
Last track. I've been waiting a long time to play these, mate. Glad that they finally sent it. I understand that the Royal Mail might not be that good in that we can get things to and from the States, Australia and South Africa very quickly. but getting something from Shetland, man.
Really?
Fuck yeah. Now, this is quite important as well. They are... I've got to get this the right way around. You don't call the Shetland Islands the Shetlands. I'm right. hoping I get this the right way around. If you know exactly, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. But this is one of those things I get annoyed about. We shouldn't call Ukraine the Ukraine. It's right. Ukraine.
Yeah.
Stalin started calling it the Ukraine to piss it off.
Mm.
Said made out it wasn't a real country. I happen to think I'd quite like it if England was called the England. It'd be fucking great. But anyway, that's beside the point. I think that the main island of the Shetland Isles, or Shetland Islands, is called Shetland.
Right.
So you can either refer to it as Shetland or refer to them as the Shetland Isles or the Shetland Islands. But right. not Shetlands. The Shetlands. They're right. not the Shetlands. There's one Shetland, a load of other ones that are collectively known by the central main island. I believe. I do want to get it right because I don't think the Shetland Islands, Shetlands, Shetland, can't even do it himself. I don't think they get enough respect for what they put up with up there. There's fuck all to do. The women are so ugly they all fuck cod.
Really?
And they're twinned with the Faroe Islands, which, as you know, is the sheep islands. You know, they're not onto a winner. Right, so, yeah. Anyway, found this band, Bacchus.
Bacchus.
Shetland, rock and rolling, punk rock and rolling. Mm-hmm. Every single track on here is brilliant, but I've picked number 5. I'm going to tell you what it's called in a minute. What I want to know is, what is Bacchus MySpace? I didn't even know they'd got the interweb in Shetland, but they have.
Right, blimey.
What is Bacchus MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Bacchus.
How are you spelling Bacchus?
B-A-C-H-A-U-S.
That's nearly Bauhaus. Nowhere fucking near Bacchus. You'd have got it wrong anyway. Okay. For the record, Bacchus is spelt B-A-C-C-H-U-S and was, of course, the god of wine, I believe.
Was he? There's a god of wine?
Greek god of wine. I'm surprised you didn't know. Sure, I'm sure that was Bacchus. Anyway, well done, Bacchus. Your MySpace page is, in fact, MySpace.com/Bacchus3, the number 3.
Chance.
You'd have got it wrong anyway. I believe that makes it Paulie B in the internet 5, Tony a paltry 1. Even I got 2 last week. This is more of a drubbing than last week. And this is Slag Hag.
Well, they look at her like she had to do a show and talk to her for the way she did it go. You took it first, I call it, she took it for a bull. Just look at the things she went mean to do. She only calls you when she wants something. Look at the happiness that she brings. Remember the days she threw you back your ring. And she never let you see your children. Trash, they're all without her anyway.
Nice bit of mixing that, I reckon.
No, that's nice.
And we got there between us.
Yeah.
We are a team.
Yes.
After all, we are a team.
Of course we are.
Right.
That was nice.
You may have noticed I haven't mentioned any gigs I'm doing this weekend. That's because I'm not.
Because the weekend off.
Friday night, I'm going to Emma's wedding. And Saturday night, I'm going to Emma's wedding. What are the chances of that happening?
Blimey.
Two weddings, the same weekend, on days next to each other. Both the girls are called Emma. One's my cousin Emma, mm-hmm. and one's my friend Emma.
Nice.
And I'm going to both of their weddings, so I'm having a weekend off. I'll no doubt have a couple of wedding-related stories for next week. Probably of my own making. I'm not good at weddings.
No.
That might be the understatement of the fucking year. Please do vote for us at Podcast Alley. There are various ways to do it. You know all about them by now. Please do leave us a comment on our MySpace page, myspace.com/punkyradio. If you're on Facebook, why not add us as a friend and expect the randomness to begin? It's a good laugh on there. I have a good time on there. I'm wasting about half an hour a day on there now. It's because I've got half an hour kill.
Yeah.
Check out BT Pod Show. There are a lot of very good shows on there, not just our own.
Yeah.
Although our own is obviously the best.
Obviously the best.
And make sure you check out the other Pod Riot shows. We are still a part of Pod Riot, even though we aren't doing anything about it at all. And the rest of them don't really. We're just a little group of very good podcasters now.
Yeah, but we always play the sting at the end.
We do. Air at My Shorts and Turtle Talk Nonsense, particularly very, very good. Make sure you check out the MySpace pages and websites of all the bands we've played this week, and if you like what they've done, check them out and buy their stuff. That's what this show is all about.
Yeah, uniting fans and bands across the lands.
And helping everyone else to get a few quid at our expense, although we are working on that.
That's right. Yeah.
Hopefully, we will see you at Vomit on Wednesday, if you've heard this on Tuesday. Otherwise, you might just have bumped into us at Vomit. Last night, in which case, all right.
Hello.
Thanks very much.
Yeah.
What are you doing this weekend?
I'm not sure. Might try and
Oh, well, maybe our listeners would like to just find you there, then.
I might try and book something and go away somewhere. So
might
I'm
really?
Still looking into it, yeah.
Oh, fair enough. Well, make sure you tell me all about it, Tony.
I might do.
Also, check out Bagpuss. Great show.
Yeah.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog! I've really enjoyed that.
But you can't hear Jane Austen.
If you get any more of those dirty outfits, I'm going to have to go over there and spank you.
Okay, got it.
I loved that.
Right.
That was really good fun. I've gone a bit stir crazy. I think it was Bagpuss.
Let the riot begin.
PodRiot.com.
The best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show and Limelight.